least 15 of them will become kinder and will pass that along. It will go like that. When you're kind, it's easier for other people to be kind to you. When you are unkind, you force them to be unkind. This is the difference. So in this stuff, remember, we owe it to each other and at the end to that special stuff. That special stuff who is here and even here. Remember that special fellow in here who doesn't like me? He likes we. You call it what? Consciousness. That's what it is. So we owe it to the Creator who put a conscience in me. At least I have a little piece of that feeling of being good. That feeling of, the good feeling of honesty. We have that. Yes?
Do not even admit that He created mother, teeth, and milk, and united her with the Father. O Lord, O Thou whose beneficence is eternal, Thine is both that which I know and that which I know not.
This is it. He said, listen, you know about the kindness of your mother. Of course you don't think about the father and all that kindness between them, which was the beginning of you. Let's put aside all this aside even. This is how it is, that whatever we know and whatever we don't know comes from Him. So do not emphasize on what you know. Remember that there are a lot that you don't know and is coming from there. Yes?
Thou didst command, saying, remember God, because my right shall never grow old.
You see, one is God, the other one is right. Both are hack. You see, the word hack, I don't know. That's why I do this. Honestly, I don't know how to express it. Because it's a magical stuff. Remember that all the good stuff like justice and correct and real and all of that is hard. It's that magical. Yes?
Remember the kindness which I did unto you that morn by protecting you in the ship of Noah. At that time I gave to the stock of your fathers security from the flood and from its waves. Water, like fire in nature, had covered the earth. Its waves were sweeping away the highest peaks of the mountains. I protected you. I did not spurn you. In the bodies of the ancestors of the ancestors of your ancestors.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Put aside the complicated kind of thinking that you have as a fellow in the 21st century. Go back 800 years. I mean, forget about the Industrial Revolution, all this, okay? Let's go back to agricultural time. Over there, he wants to explain one very tricky stuff at the beginning, that remember what you're looking for is the best of the best of the best. That's what you're talking about. You talked about beauty and hap. The old meanings in it, right? This is what you're looking for. But the greed of your partner, your intelligence is with you. That greed will stop you appreciating. Let me first remind you what you should appreciate. Let's say you, the guilty one tonight. You, all your greed, whatever you have, and all that, blah, 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 blah. Where did you get it? Whatever will make you greedy and proud and wanting more and deserving more comes from what? What do you have? The only thing I look at you, I see, is a life, right? And guess what? This life, you owe it to your mother. Let's forget the father for the moment. You owe it to your mother, right? And your grandma and your grand-grandma. Should I count? Don't you see the stuff that you're proud of is handed to you by so many generations? This is what you received. Don't you appreciate it? Don't you owe something to all of this? And all these chains goes where? Goes to the Noah's time, goes to Moses' time, goes to the Adam and Eve, because that's what it is. You owe it to everyone. If the others don't exist, you are not the beginning of something. You are one loop in this long, long, long chain. Right? We don't know where this chain is nailed in something, but we know we are hanging on this, which is my mom, and the mom, and the mom, and the mom. Oh, all of that. We are the outcome of all of this. So we received all of it. And this is one part I could explain. The other one is to notice how he will repeat that haq in so many different meanings of it. To do something like I do here, he does it in poetic language. He will say, like in Persian, you could say this, that I paid you, so I expect you to do this, and this is my right to ask the questions, and if not, I will go to the court, and they will ask the questions, and all of this will be done by word haq. Because all is haq. And whatever in that language they want to really appreciate it, they push it up to arrive to the level of being haq in one of these meanings, then they are sure this is okay. So they talk about, here he talks about expectancy, God, owing something to God, the right, your right, the right of God, right of your mother, right of God through your mother to you, all of that, which is haq, 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 because this is what repeats in the mind of a fellow then who starts to enrich. You want to enrich yourself? You're asking for haq. Haq, where is it? Haq, haq. I'm looking for haq. Says, there, you should be careful, yes?
Now that you have come to the head, how should I smite the sole of your foot? How should I let my workshop go to waste? How are you becoming devoted to the unfaithful and going in that direction from ill thoughts? I am clear of negligence and infidelities. You come to me and think evil.
Mm-hmm. He says, okay, look at this connection you want to make. Now Rumi is sitting on the chair of Haq, defending the Haq. He say, okay, let's say I'm the God. I gave you all these opportunities. I connected that fellow, this fellow, for you to have this genome, and you started. Did I ever leave you? Did I ever forget you? You get it, breath after breath after breath, right? Did this breath forget to come back? So, then what shall I do with you that you forget and you turn around? Think about that, yes?
Think this evil thought against the place where you cringe before me like yourself.
This evil thought is not really the meaning. Yes, it's expressive. But the Persian one is bad guess. bad thinking, bad guessing, when you doubt something, when you think that maybe it's no good, the world is being suspicious. But Gammon is suspicious.
Is it thoughts?
No, Gammon is not thought. Gammon is guessing something.
Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bad guessing. Which made me being suspicious. He said, look at you. You are fidel or infidel. I am the symbol of fidelity. You come to me and you're suspicious? Yes?
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
So 40, 39, 38, 37. So he uses the word how three times. And I'm just wondering about that. He says, now that you have come to the head, how should I smite the sole of your foot?
Yeah, because that's the linguistic problem. There is no how in Persian. But the way it is said will bring in the meaning of that how. You see, in different ways he will say, because you did this, and the way you did that, when you want to translate it to English, you start with that how to make it like a question. If you forget about that how, is not a question. In Persian, the form of the sentence will make that. Yeah.
You got many powerful friends and companions. If I ask you where, you will say he is gone. Your good friend is gone up to the highest heaven. Your wicked friend is gone to the bottom of the earth. You are left in the middle, so helpless, like a fire from a caravan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what happened? He said, look at you. How many people you befriended? Are they around you? They moved. Some of them went up, some of them went down. And you, in between, you look like a fire of a camp. In this road that the caravan are coming and going, the leftover fire is only a symbol of sorrow. What is it? You shouldn't stay in between. Look around you. Don't you see that the people change? You have seen so many people change to better or to worse. And you want to remain the same? Yes?
O valiant friend, lay hold of the skirt of him who is exempt from above and below. Neither doth he ascend to heaven like Jesus, nor go into the earth like Kerum. He is with you in space and in the spaceless when you leave house and shop behind.
Yeah, because when he talked about this one going up, that one going down, maybe you thought about this one getting successful, that one not, or this one getting rich, that one not. Please do not forget what we are talking about. We are talking about meaning. And when it comes to the meaning, all those changes you observed are not very good. There are some stuff which are not changeable. Doesn't go up or down. Something that does not change by fashion and time. Do you know something like that? Shall I read it? These are the stuff that they do not change by time or my belief or situation. Haq is always haq. Just is always just. That doesn't change if, I don't know, you change the people, the situation, and all of that. Look for that one. That stuff that doesn't change, doesn't go up or down. And it will remain with you in a space and in no space. Remember that. We're all talking about that la makan, no space. Because we believe that there is a space, there is a no space. that one which is the juice of us,